I am here today with fellow fan, the Rose Rose. Hello.
Hi, you can just call me Rose. The part gets added on when Rose Rose isn't available on a website.
Oh, fair. That's, yeah, I think we've all done that. Like, I'm Be The Flame 1 on Twitter because somebody else has Be The Flame.
Yep. That's how it works in online land.
Exactly. Speaking of online land, how long have you been around? Can you give me your fandom origin story?
Well, I've been reading fic for what feels like forever, but really probably about, 17-ish years. I think I started in high school reading Harry Potter fic. How many of us started reading Harry Potter fic?
I think that's definitely a gateway drug for a lot of people.
I read through so many different fandoms, but I didn't actually start participating other than maybe the occasional comment. I'd actually have to check my comment history to see if I did with Marvel. And the reason for that is actually that I got in more was actually Tisfan. I commented on one of Tisfan's fics. Tisfan replied and we got into this conversation. And then she mentioned in one of her fics that she posted something on Tumblr. So I ended up joining Tumblr just before the purge.
Ooh.
And that's when everyone said they were moving to other places. And one of those places was Discord. So I hopped onto Discord to try and follow these people. I had started following on Tumblr and was like, ooh, this is interesting. This is interesting. Then I ended up on the Stokoni Discord, followed fairly quickly by the Winter Iron Discord. And as soon as I mentioned, I hadn't really written fic, but I kind of was thinking about it. I was instantly dragged into, oh, please write. You'll do a great job. Go write fic. And I started writing fic.
So what was the first ship you wrote?
I believe it was actually a Winter Iron. I wrote a Winter, it depends. The first ship I published was Winter Iron. The first I started writing was a Stony that is still incomplete. It's on hiatus, but one of these days I will get back to it.
Interesting. So how many kind of, like, I mean, Stokoni is kind of your home base, it sounds like. And are you kind of like any combination of those three folks, or do you have certain ones that you gravitate towards or ones you don't really like? Like, what's the deal?
Oh, definitely. For some reason, I'm not a huge Stucky fan. I have nothing against Stucky. I just find it hard to find a Stucky fic I enjoy compared to Stony, Winter Iron, and Stokoni. I don't know why, and I've read some pretty good Stucky fix out there. Just something about it doesn't catch my attention the same way. But Winter Iron caught it. Probably actually of the three, Winter Iron, I think, caught it first, followed quickly by Stony or vice versa. And it's like, I see Stony, I have Winter Iron, Stokoni.
Fair. Yeah, it's a really, like, once you can kind of, a lot of Stokoni folks that I talk to, like, once you kind of open your mind past either Stony, Stucky, or Winter Iron, it's like, oh, well, of course they all go together. That seems to be kind of a natural progression for a lot of multi-shippers of these characters.
Yep, and I had also, my fandom right before Marvel that I was reading was White Collar, where the OT3 is actually the most popular ship.
Oh, fascinating. I watched White Collar, but I haven't really read the fic, so I'm assuming that's Neil and Peter and Elizabeth?
Yep, that is the most popular ship in that fandom, I believe. I actually looked once, and I believe it came out even more popular than the Peter-Neil by numbers, which is fascinating and odd.
Yeah. Also, she's the best character on that show, so that really doesn't surprise me.
How far into the show have you gotten?
I remember vaguely watching the last season, but it was when Mr. Flame and I were moving cross culture, cross country, or not cross country, cross ocean. So we kind of let it go. I think I stopped watching when Neil's last girlfriend left.
Okay. I'll be honest. I love Elle earlier on, but I kind of fell out around season 4-ish.
Okay.
Because the character, I felt like the showrunners lost the characters.
Well, we could probably do a whole entire episode on things where the people who wrote the characters lost the characters.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's a common emotion in fandom, and certainly why a lot of us end up writing and participating, because we have to fix something. But when you and I have been talking for months, kind of off mic and through Fix and through Discord, about one of the ways in which the showrunners of Marvel have kind of dropped the ball with some potential headcanons for characters. And I'm speaking specifically about Bucky and Wanda. And the Jewishness of that. And Jewish representation in fic and in fandom. And I'm glad we can talk a little bit on mic so that our listeners can kind of eavesdrop on some of our conversations, because I've adored them and I've been really fascinated by them. So if I say Jewish representation in Marvel fandom, what is your immediate reaction?
The Jewish Bucky Barnes headcanon, which is really, really interesting, because one, that is 100% headcanon, and two, what the MCU did to Wanda is actually really sad, because Wanda is in comics canonically Jewish, but she's barely Jewish in fic.
Fascinating. Okay, so I'm not a comics reader.
Neither am I. I just honestly picked it up on trolling through various discussions, looking for Jewish headcanons for characters.
Okay.
And so that's how I found out about it.
And what do you think is it about? We'll touch Wanda later. Let's focus on Bucky right now.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about Bucky that leads people to that?
Honestly, his background fits for a Jewish character. He grew up in Brooklyn in the 30s, a very, very, very Jewish area. His family is from, he's from that same part of Europe that a heck of a lot of Jewish immigrants came from, Sebastian Stan is. So there's a lot of just background there that's just like, okay, I can see how he could be Jewish, even though canonically in the MCU, it's never even implied. And in the comics, I don't think it is either.
Okay, so it's really like we took it from Seb more than we took it from Bucky.
A combination, because like I said, where Bucky and Steve grew up in canonically in the MCU, in Brooklyn,
right.
Heck of a ton of Jewish people live there, even through today. But yet somehow, despite the even through today being absolutely a ton, even more so in the 30s.
Fascinating. So as you're exploring this headcanon, are there elements of it that, I mean, really have become even more headcanon-y? Like, I know a part of our headcanon for Bucky is his relationship with Rebecca. So like, are there fics that talk about his, their bat and bar mitzvahs? Are there fics that talk about their rabbis or anything else like that? Like how wide does this go?
It depends on the fic. The thing is that I troll tag regularly, but the thing is remember how I mentioned earlier how I'm not a huge Stucky person?
Right.
The vast majority of Jewish Bucky Barnes fics are Stucky. So when I talk about my experience, I am leaving out a swath of fics. So keep that in mind, people. There is probably way more that I am missing because I see some other tags and I'm like, maybe not for me.
So speaking of tags, because this is another thing you and I talked on offline, tagging is kind of both this communal thing and very personal thing. Ferret and I are going to keep talking about that throughout the life of the pod. But every time I even mention that Bucky could potentially be Jewish, I tag it as such. And it sounds like that is not a choice you make, and maybe not even a choice you wish I would make from our conversation. So how do you feel folks should tag Bucky in this way?
I'm honestly not sure, because when I'm trolling the tag, I'm looking for something where the Jewishness is centered, like, something about Bucky being Jewish impacts the story.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the central to the story, but it's more than just when I'm reading the tag, what I'm looking for is more than just it's a Christmas fic and Bucky celebrates Hanukkah.
Got it. So you're looking for a substantive...
Yeah.
Informing of his character,
exactly.
Not as much just color commentary.
Yeah. And I might be alone on that. And if I am, that's actually totally fine. But it does inform how I tag. I was looking through and realized I have two fics, actually, in which Bucky gets married to somebody. And my idea of Bucky being Jewish informed how I wrote the weddings. But I didn't tag those as Jewish Bucky Barnes.
Interesting, because it was more of a background than an exchange of his theology or his heritage.
Exactly. It just was like, I didn't feel like it was a part of my story enough to tag. But, you know, somebody else, I've read fics where making this similar decision, somebody else would choose to tag. And that's the thing about tagging is it's kind of this back and forth of what do different people want. And, you know, maybe somebody would wish I'd tag that because they're like, oh, that informs how I see Bucky in the story. That's cool.
Yeah. Like I said, like tagging is both this thing we do for other people and a thing we do for ourselves as authors, which is very interesting. And I think like we may even go through seasons with our tagging where for 6 or 7 months I'll tag everything. And then for 3, I'm like, ooh, let me under tag. Like it's a little bit of a give and take sometimes.
Oh yeah. And I think it also has to do with the nature of my fics where I've tagged a Jewish character, 2 Jewish Bucky Barnes, 1 Jewish Tony Stark. I kind of went a bit very heavy on the Jewish themes in those fics. So it's like, you know, coming from me, this isn't really a Jewish fic. Although I have another one in the works that with a Jewish Bucky Barnes that may or may not be out by the time this airs, depending on how things go that way.
Interesting. So of course, and we were remiss to mention this already if listeners haven't assumed, but you yourself are Jewish.
Yes, that's correct.
And so I realized as we were talking, I was like, so I know Rose is Jewish and I don't know if we said that. So let me say that.
Yep.
Have there been really poor representations that you found, or on the whole, are there just so few that, you know, they're all kind of surface? What's the vibe around that?
There's not been a whole lot of really poor, but there's been a whole lot of really surface. There's about 400 odd, because I look at tags. When I said, okay, this is a theme, I went and looked at tag numbers. That's what I do sometimes. But anyway, there's about 400 odd Jewish Bucky Barnes fics. About 30 plus of them are tagged Hanukkah. 27 or 30 of those are also tagged Christmas. I actually read several of those. A lot of them are the Bucky celebrates Hanukkah in a very surface way. So it's not wrong, because a lot of Jewish people do, but that it's almost 10% of what's out there is just kind of, and this is ones that people, like I said, chose to tag that way, because this was just looking through the tag, is like, especially when there's not a whole lot of deep ones, because several of the ones not tagged like that way, there's one where it's a throwaway line about, I went reading through the tag, of course, too, because again, that's what I do. And there was one with like a throwaway line about Bucky's booby, you know, with the Yiddish word for grandmother. And it's like, okay, this is nice, but there's just so much potential with Bucky Judaism to look at some deeper things. And there are a few. There's a few really, really, really good ones bringing in Jewish tradition to Bucky. I just kind of wish there were more. It's not like anything that I've talked about is bad or I don't want to read it. I just wish there was more of the, ooh, let's look at this really deeply.
Fascinating. And how do you feel about kind of, you know, this would be a category of own voices as we talk about in publishing. So there are people that perhaps know Judaism, or perhaps they don't really even know it at all, but they hear the headcanon and they're like, oh, and they want to explore it. How, as somebody who claims this faith and somebody who was raised in this tradition, how do you feel about that? Are you happy that all of us are trying our hand? Would you personally wish, you know, a certain level of education? What do you feel about that?
I think you do want to do a certain level of research. So it's not, I definitely want other people to come play with these headcanons. It's a tribute to comics in general. Remember, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby were Jewish.
That's a good thing to keep in mind, especially for people who don't know anything about the comics heritage. These were characters created by two Jewish men in New York.
Yeah, exactly. So come play with the Judaism of the characters. Just do your research. You know, if you're going to look at Hanukkah, know that it's, you know, a minor holiday. It's only so big in the U.S. because of its proximity to Christmas. And know what the story of Hanukkah is. It's, you know, if you're talking about Bucky celebrating Hanukkah, you're talking about Bucky celebrating a holiday of people kicking out oppressors in addition to, you know, a miracle of oil lasting for 8 days. You've got a whole lot of depth there, potential to explore, even in a lighthearted, you know, I like celebrating this holiday because there's,
Yeah, no, especially for, you know, post-recovery where we're talking about the Winter Soldier and Bucky reclaiming who he is, like how much could you play with?
Oh,
he's kicking out Hydra. He's kicking out, like, oh my gosh, like that's so rich. That's such a fascinating point.
Yeah. And that's just Hanukkah. There's, and there's just so many places you can go with whatever kind of fic you want to read. If you do the research, I mean, so there's it's a truism. It's not 100% true, but it's Jewish holidays. We fought, we won, let's eat. We fought, we lost, let's fast. And just going with that as a, okay, if you've got a Jewish Bucky Barnes looking at these holidays with that kind of general theme running through most of them, and the ones that aren't are related to old harvest festivals, so they're themes of renewal, new year, or Yom Kippur repentance, you can just, even if you just want to look at one holiday, you can find so much depth. And, or if you just want to go with tradition, I mean, a Jewish Bucky Barnes growing up in Brooklyn in the 30s, even if he wasn't observant, he would have picked up all these little things. If you've got a Jewish Bucky Barnes headcanon, does he eat pork? If he does, what does he think about it? As a Jew whose kosher observance on, you know, the rules, that Jewish dietary rules varies, I can say, even though I don't always follow them, I do about them. So, you know, yeah, just, you know, my little brother who eats ham sandwiches joke about how he's being a bad Jew by doing so. There's all these little things where it's like, you know, there are things you can do that make it inform his character without necessarily making it central of the plot, but more than just a throwaway, here's a Hanukkah sweater.
That's a great point. So I want to pivot really quickly then to Wanda in a way. Now, I know you and I, neither of us are comics readers, and so we don't really want to feel necessarily qualified to unpack her identity in the comics versus the MCU. But I know I've seen complaints on Twitter that, like, one of people's real problems with Wanda, comics readers, is that they took this Jewish woman and essentially had her almost fight for a Nazi-esque power. And that kind of erasure is very, very upsetting to people. Obviously, it should be upsetting to all of us.
It's worse than people think, because even the people talking about Jewish erase the fact that she is actually in the comics. I looked into this when I first saw a Jewish headcanon. She's the Magneto's daughter with a Roma woman. So the MCU has completely whitewashed this character.
Wow.
That's one of the major, even people who like the portrayal of Wanda in the MCU can sometimes get, I see this over, like, you know, this whitewashing, because there is not a single Jewish character, to my knowledge, in the MCU.
And
not a single one.
And everybody, I would assume, is assumed to be generically Christian of some fashion, because we treat that religion as the default in the West.
Well, when I was looking at the headcanons, in Wanda's room, and at least in one of the scenes, I didn't go back and look, there's a cross on the wall.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, so we're not, this isn't even an assumption, for Wanda, it's not even an assumption based on no evidence.
Oh, my gosh. And then for our listeners who potentially aren't familiar with Roma, what does it mean that her mom was Roma?
It means that, first off, her working for Hydra, a Nazi group, is even worse, because the two groups hardest hit by the Holocaust were the Jewish people and the Roma, the Romani groups. They were hit just as devastatingly and are forgotten regularly. So we're talking, she has a marginalized identity, one marginalized identity erased, and one marginalized identity that's even more poorly acknowledged erased.
My gracious. It just feels like there was an opportunity. I mean, the Roma are people that are, you know, historically based in Eastern Europe, but traveled and still do. When I lived in Ireland, we had lots of both Irish travelers and Romani travelers kind of within the culture. There is a, perhaps people who are listening that aren't familiar, the slur of Romani is they used to be called gypsies. This is not appropriate anymore, but that would be, if you've heard stories and such things, that would be the connection potentially in your brain.
Yep.
And so it's a very rich tradition that has been maligned in pop culture, especially in America, for decades. So for the MCU to do this is even, I suppose we shouldn't be shocked considering everything else they did, but it still seems very, very egregious.
Yeah, it's like they take a medium created by two Jewish men, no Jewish characters. They take marginalized characters and remove their marginalization. You look at it, and we can talk about representation all day. But it's just basically a thing of Bucky did come in earlier, so that's part of why his showed up. But it, Wanda, remember how I said I looked at the numbers?
Yes.
I did a percentage. The number of fixed tag Jewish Bucky Barnes divided by the number of fixed tag Bucky Barnes, and the number of fixed tag Jewish Wanda Maximoff divided by the number of fixed tag Wanda Maximoff. It was less than 0.5% for both, but it was even less of a percentage for Wanda.
So in a world in which a lot of us create fic to, you know, correct the canon, this is an area that needs more attention.
Yeah. I mean, I love Jewish Bucky Barnes. I have so many headcanons, so much fic, so many things that I would like to see explored more. There might be a few more fics, but I have read exactly one fic other than one of mine, and that one is comics with a comics-based Jewish Bucky Barnes that explore what it means for Bucky to have been a Jewish Bucky Barnes, to have been a Nazi, have worked for Nazis.
Okay.
Actually, the one I read did not explore what it meant for Jewish Bucky Barnes to work for Nazis. It took place during the war, but explored a Jewish Bucky Barnes in the context of the Holocaust. There are a few of those, but there's very little. I would say if you're not Jewish and thinking about writing a fic like that, get a sensitivity reader.
Yes.
I'm not going to say don't do it. There are authors out there who I think could do it very well. But if you're going to do that, lots of research and a sensitivity reader. When I wrote mine, I, as a Jewish person, got another Jewish person to read it.
Yes. And for those listening to this, a sensitivity reader who's not familiar, a sensitivity reader is simply somebody from that culture, perspective, life experience, who is going to cast an eye over your fic and make sure that you are communicating clearly and representationally. And if you're thinking about this and looking at that, a great place to find a sensitivity reader is on our Discord server, of which Rose is one of the mods, and would be thrilled, both of us, to help you connect to somebody who can help you write that kind of fic.
Honestly, if it doesn't have any tags I don't read, I'd be willing to lay odds. If I had time, I'd do that. Not guaranteeing I'll have time, but I go ahead and ask me. I would be thrilled to be asked.
And on that note, when we are starting to talk about fics and recs and things like that, I'd love to know what you're reading right now and what you think we should be.
Oh God, I go through fic like tangent. I just can't get enough of different kinds of fic. If we're looking for things I come back to over and over and over again, the Use Your Words verse, it's a series by Smut Lover. It says it's not complete, but all the fics in it are currently complete, and it hasn't been updated in a while, but it's very, very good. It's it starts off with Winter Soldier, and it's a series, and it goes AU from there, which is a place a lot of, as a Winter Iron and a Stony and a Stuckoni fan, it's a place a lot of people like going AU from.
Fair, yeah.
And it does so very well, very interestingly. The ship, I'm not going to say how the ship tags end up because they actually evolve over the course of the series. It's a long series. I pulled up on my computer. It's over 300,000 words.
Whoo.
Yeah. But like I said, it's a series. So if you want to do it fic by fic, it can be done. It's manageable chunks.
Okay.
But yeah, I keep coming back to that one. It is it's one of my comfort fics.
I love those.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I mentioned the Jewish one with a comics-based Bucky.
Yeah.
I just reread it. I right before went to leave a comment, looked and realized I had already left a comment.
I love those.
And it deserves more love. I am the only person who has commented on this fic.
Well, then for sure we want to share it with the listeners so that we can all go and shower the author with some love.
It's called In These Volatile Times by XLDATO. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but that's their fic. Beware the tags. It's not horribly explicit, but it definitely discusses pretty, frankly, concentration camps. So there are warnings there when it comes to know your own limits on that one, but it's very good.
Excellent. Well, Rose, that wraps up everything I've got. Do you have anything final you'd like to say before we say goodbye?
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to have been here. I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to talk about Judaism in fic and how we honestly need more of it. This is a medium whose origins were steeped in Judaism. Let's bring some of that back.
Hear, hear.
And again, thank you. And I had a great time talking to you.
I had a great time as well. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.